If you're ready to shift into fat burning, then we are going to talk all about that in this episode, about the mistakes that you might be making and about the four steps that need to happen in order to get there, because it is very possible in perimenopause. Let's dive in.
What's up, sister? Welcome back to the Period Whisperer podcast, the show helping perimenopause and menopause women de-stress your body and decode what it's saying to you so you can own your own health, energy, and weight loss again. If you're new, I'm so happy you're here. I'm Bria. I'm your host, a recovering people pleaser and hustle addict turned functional and holistic hormone specialist. Let's lean in and learn what your body is saying to you.
Hey there, sister. Bria here. Welcome back to this episode of the Period Whisperer podcast, where we're going to talk about how to shift your body into fat burning and perimenopause, because I know this is at the top of mind for so many of you. And so for so many of us, it is more than that, right? It is, you know, we want to feel better in our body. We want to lose weight and release the weight if we have excess weight that we don't feel like we deserve or that we has, you know, been put on and we can't seem to be able to get it off. I get that. A lot of us, a lot of you, when I hear from you, are like, it's not even about that anymore, Bria. I just want to feel better. I just want to sleep through the night. I just, you know, want to be able to feel present and alive again. And these all go hand in hand. So I'm really excited about this today. We're going to cover, you know, what, you know, kind of the mindset piece that we have been missing, what needs to happen in order to shift your body back into fat burning in perimenopause, because it is very, very possible. It is completely possible for you to do it. We're going to talk about some of the mistakes that people make. And we're definitely going to cover, the four steps to get there, because who doesn't love a good few steps? So I hope that you are actually feeling more peace in your body. If you're out there and you are feeling pretty good and you're wanting to start adding fitness back into your body to kind of really level up that fat burning, make sure you go check out my girl, Kendall Boyle. Her podcast is Fit Women's Weekly. I have really loved her podcast. She's got some amazing tips on there, but I really also love on her Instagram, her quick little weightlifting workout videos. So make sure you go check that out. I'll pop it in the show notes below. She was on the podcast as well. It was great to have her energy there, but it's a great place. It's a great podcast to get the real down and dirty around fitness for women. Okay, so let's get back to how to shift into fat burning and perimenopause. So at the time of this recording, I just got back from Las Vegas. I will tell you, it's never been my favorite place in the world. One, because I don't really gamble. Two, I am, you know, kind of particular about how I like to eat. So, and three, I'm not drinking right now. So, you know, it was an interesting time, but we decided to take my son. My daughter was away on spring break with some friends. And so we thought, you know what, let's just go and let's do the coasters and try to catch a helicopter ride and do some fun stuff in Vegas. And it was really fun. It did not disappoint. But it made me think a lot about those of us out there when we're trying to burn fat. It's like you go to Vegas and you look around and you know, right? We logically know that the house wins. Obviously, right? You look around, there's so much money in every casino in Vegas. It's crazy. And yet still somehow we get sucked into the idea that and that hope, right? That we might be that one lucky lottery winner, right? Like you pull the slot arm down and you get the jackpot. And it's really like it's one in a couple million, right? Like maybe you get little wins here, little wins there, but the house wins. Every now and then there is that one lucky catch lightning in a bottle winner in the lottery, in the casino, however you want to look at it. And I think we need to talk about this a little bit, because It's very similar to how we get drawn in to trying to lose weight, you know? So let's begin with why do we want this money? And the example of like, we go to Vegas, we're going to win big, or we play the lottery, right? We're like, I want to win that money. Why do we want that money, right? Like, we want the money because we think it's going to solve our problems, right? Now I'm not going to be stressed about, you know, how much money I'm not making. I'm not going to be stressed about how much money I'm spending. I'm going to have some things that I want to have. So I'm not going to be stressed the same way. I'm not going to be thinking about the same things. I'm going to have some freedom. This is what we say to ourselves. I'm going to feel better, right? My problems are going to get better if I have the money. And it's the same thing with weight loss, but let's take a look at this. So if I give you the money, right? Let's say you just win the money. Gets given it. Does it fix the stress in your relationship? Does it fix the fact that you aren't making enough money right now to pay for your expenses? And that's obviously where the stress is coming from, right? Do you magically get the knowledge on how to properly invest that level of money? You know, does it fix the fact that maybe you're overspending here or there? No. So what's really going to happen when you get given this money? Because your relationship, your job, your kids, your health, nothing's magically getting better. So in a few months, everything will be back right the way it was. And in fact, maybe worse, because you had money and now you spent more of that money on something, right? Something bigger. So now maybe you may owe more money. So you may have worse debts, right? And you're also back looking for that quick win, right? That's like what it teaches us. Oh, I felt so good in this moment. Back looking for that. And there are, sister, we know this, right? There are statistics on the truth of this in lottery winners, like very something like 0.00, Google it, but almost no lottery winners maintain their lottery earnings 5 years later. The same, it goes the exact same for weight loss, right? It really does. When we covet this thing, I just want to lose weight. I just want to lose weight. I just want to lose. Why do we want to lose weight? Because we tell ourselves, right? There's of course, I need to lose weight for my health. Of course, important. And there's, I want to lose weight because it will make me happier. It will make me more confident. It will make me feel, you know, sexier in my relationship and want to have a better time in a relationship. But so you want this weight loss. So we tell ourselves these things. So just like the lottery, let's play this out. I sell you a quick fix. Maybe it's plastic surgery. Maybe it's a pill called Ozempic, rampant these days. Maybe it's a starvation diet, whatever. And maybe you take one of these quick fix options. And maybe if your hormones aren't already so pissed at you for everything you've done to them for the last 35, 40 years, you know, because you're going through perimenopause and it wants you to make these changes and you're still trying to slap Band-Aids on by going for the quick fix. So maybe if you're in an okay spot, you go for the quick fix, maybe you drop a little of that weight. Here's my next question. Are you sleeping any better? Do you like your partner anymore? Do you have more energy for sex or your career fulfillment? Are you happier? Or are you just now scared that you're gonna gain it all back, that the magic pill, the magic fix, the quick thing is going to disappear? Because hasn't it always, right? Who do you know who has had plastic surgery, who has had success with weight loss through plastic surgery, through pills like Ozempic, through starvation diets, that has not also yo-yoed back? It's rare, right? We're like talking about these lottery winners again. I mean, I wouldn't want to win that lottery, but we're talking about there are cases, there are very few cases. Listen, this is really important and you already know it is true and yet you forget it. I know this because I used to forget it. Plastic surgery, weight loss pills like Ozempic, starvation diets do not fix the root of the problem. Root problems are like really critical, right, aspects, like real root problems show up as symptoms of metabolic chaos, right? You can't sleep. You can't, like, so the fat is not the problem. Like, the fact that you can't sleep, that's a problem. Why can't you sleep? The fact that you have sugar cravings, that's a problem. Why do you have sugar cravings? You know, why do you have no energy? Why are you super stressed? Why are you losing your hair? Why are you having, you know, marathon bleed periods? Why are these things happening, right? It's so important because it's these problems, these ones that keep us awake at night, right, that we're not feeling well, are most often not because you are overweight. Sometimes, yep, sometimes when we have a lot of extra fat on our body, that does hold and create more issues for us. But we have to, like, there's kind of this chicken and egg situation. It's like, if you are so overweight that it is causing more problems, we have to ask ourselves, why am I so overweight? How am I eating? How am I drinking? How am I moving? What am I doing? And if I am not able to change those things, it is time for help to change those things, right? And for those of us who are, why can't I sleep? Why can't I let go of my sugar cravings or my caffeine cravings or my wine habit? You know, why do I have no energy? Why am I stressed all the time? You know, why am I losing hair? We have to understand what the things are inside of our body and that we're putting inside of our body that are creating these pieces of the puzzle. Because it's not being able to sleep, you know, craving crummy foods, having whatever imbalances creating hair loss in your body or hair gain on your face, or really, really having periods, heavy periods. These are the pieces that end up in weight gain and that end up in inability to release weight. So when we try to jump right to, I want to burn fat, I'm just going to jump to this piece, we're missing a huge piece of the puzzle here. So before you ever can expect the scale to budge, you have to make sure that the dots are connected for weight loss to even happen, even be on the table for you. If your sleep is a mess, you have no energy, you're bloated and gassy a few times a week, you have murder scene periods, you're waking up feeling just as tired as when you went to bed, you eat and then you're hungry again right away, maybe you aren't recovering from your fitness, like you're always stiff and sore, you're always complaining, then fat loss isn't even on the table at this point. It's like saying you want to climb Everest in a swimsuit and flippers. It's not going to happen. There's only one way to get back here. And here's the hope for you that I think is really, really important that you understand is that it doesn't take forever, but it does take time. And we need to bring the body back to a stabilized state through our foundational health pillars, right? In order to be ready, prepared, capable of actually shifting into fat burning. And this is the piece that we skip, especially if we're going for the quick fix, right? This is what the person who's just trying to win the lightning in the bottle, who just wants to drop the 10 pounds, this is what they're missing, is that it doesn't matter how quickly you're able to buy your way there. You're always going to run into the same problems if we don't fix the root of the issue. So there's only one way to do this, sister. One, focus on the foundational health pieces. 80% of the time, you need to be going to bed and waking up at an appropriate time, getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep every single night. More than seven. Let's call it eight, okay? Like 80% of the time, we need to be like functional movement first in the day. Before you go diving into a hefty workout, are you even getting 7,000 to 10,000 steps in a day? Are you stretching your body? Because gravity's pulling us now. We need to release. We need to expand. Are you eating 3 meals a day? That's what our body needs. And does it have real food in it? Or is it a lot of like quick fix protein shakes even or protein bars? You know, we need real, sustainable, nutritional food. And are you managing your stress? You know, sometimes that's the biggest piece for so many of us. We're doing all the things, and then we're spinning out about all the things that we're doing. And we need to learn to be still. We need to learn to be calm. So we got a one, focus on the four foundational health pieces. Number two, do the work to have those foundational pieces long enough to stabilize, right? It's going to take a little bit for you to figure out how to sleep, how to go to bed and wake up at the same time and get at least 7 to 9 hours of rest every single night, 80% of the time, right? It's going to take some time. It's going to take a little bit for us to create the habit of eating three meals a day around the same time every single day, you know, of real food and saying no to the stuff that we don't want to say no to sometimes. It's going to take a bit for us to figure out where in our life and our busy schedules we can get 7 to 10,000 steps in. And it's going to take a bit for us to calm the sympathetic nervous system down so it's not always racing, rushing. That takes a bit, right? It takes a hot minute. Once you have done the work of those foundational pieces long enough to stabilize, and I'm going to tell you right now, we're talking 8, 12, 16 weeks. Then you can start to create your deficit, right? Because we do need to create a deficit in order for fat loss. We need to use the stored stuff. So at that point, once you are sleeping pretty well most of the time, not having crazy cravings, you've sorted out your nutrition, you've got some good movement, you have some great stress management, we've addressed any major hormonal issues, then we can say, okay, I'm going to just cut back a little bit on what I'm eating and maybe amp up a little bit of my fitness, just a little this week, and see how I feel. And that's when fat burning happens, sis. Number four in this, do not skip a step and do not try to speed up the process. We always miss when we do that. You want to get there the fastest way? Be the tortoise. Go all in, but be the tortoise in the path. Listen, sister, if you are unable to make these foundational pieces happen for yourself because motivation or consistency is really hard for you, or you just feel like your symptoms are so severe, I really want you right now to swipe up and apply for one of the last few spots for my 3-month one-on-one coaching exclusive program. Yes, it is an in-depth program. If you are not willing to work with me for 3 months, or if you're not willing to be committed to your health for 3 whole months, because that's what we're getting you to healing the systems, your hormones, your immune system, your digestion, your detoxification, your energy production, your nervous system. If you're not willing to go all in on yourself and work together, you do not have to apply. I want you to go and go to the other link and go join us in the Perimenopause Posse. Also a really great place, but it's more self-paced and a much smaller commitment. But if you are really needing the help, if you're really ready to make that commitment, this is why my one-on-one coaching works so well, because we are very committed to one another. April is the last round that I will be doing this for several months as we break for summer, April, May, June, we're going to go all in. So if you are wanting to work together one-on-one, please apply and then look for an email from me back to schedule a free assessment call to see if it's a fit. We can talk about everything in there. Okay, sister, you can shift yourself into fat burning, but first you have to get your energy right, your sleep better, your periods not murder scene style. And if you need help with those things, because you can't do it on your own, swipe up, apply for that coaching, join us in the posse, do one of those things, but don't keep staying the same. Don't stay exactly where you are. It is time for you to be more in your life and not just less on a scale. So take some action right now, and I will catch you in the next episode. And just know you're not alone. It's time to live your best life now. All right, catch you next time.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Period Whisperer podcast. If you liked this episode, take 30 seconds right now to write a review on iTunes and then reach out to me directly on Instagram at Bria_period_whisperer and message me there with a screenshot of your review. As a thank you, I will give you a customized free hormone audit to get you on your way to the best health of your life in midlife.